Hey, Orthopreneurs, it's Dr. Glenn Krieger here, and let me tell you, the Orthopreneurs 2024 Summit, which is going to be on a Royal Caribbean ship, has taken off. I don't mean literally, but we actually booked an entire ship just for us. We started selling it already, and believe it or not, it's selling out fast. People want to come by themselves. People want to bring their team. People want to bring their families. Remember, there's a kids club there, and there's also an adult-only pool. So you can watch the presentations streaming throughout the whole ship. Imagine sitting in the pool with a drink in your hand, watching someone speak on tips and tricks to help your practice get better while you're sitting knee-deep in a pool with a drink in your hand. Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, you've come to know the kind of meetings we put together, and this one's going to be even more exceptional and even more affordable. Go to opsummit2024.com to sign up now. Put your time in now. Develop bulletproof systems. Outsource whatever you can outsource. There's so many things you can be doing to develop a better life for your already amazing life, to bulletproof yourself against what can come down the road.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your 5-Minute Friday. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger here, and I'm going to ask you a question I asked in the Orthopreneurs Facebook group a while back in 2024. If you could make more money or lower your stress, which would you pick? Now, I've asked this question to many orthodontists, and overwhelming majority are lower stress. So we're not going to dive too deep into that question because it's already been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt with enough respondents, right? If we're running a study, we have enough power on this one to know that the overwhelming majority of people right now are making a decent enough living and just want an easier life. They want to spend more time with their family. They want to spend more time doing the things they love doing. And I'm all for that. And so what I'm going to tell you is this. There's two ways you can look at your practice. You can look at your practice as something that needs attention and time, or you can look at it as something that's going to give you more time, more love, more everything. And if you do the first, you will get the second. But all too many people say, I want to have my dream practice, and they leave their practice at 5 p.m. Or, you know, they don't get there early, or they don't work on a day off. And if you get your practice far enough to cruising speed, where you're happy and healthy, you will not necessarily grow anymore if you go to cruise control, and that's fine. But the problems will start to creep in. So I'm going to go back to the point I made before. No matter where you are in your practice, it's going to require love and attention. You're going to need to put in some time before hours, after hours. You're going to have to take courses on management, on leadership, on understanding the new crop of assistants in this generation that are coming in to work with us because they definitely communicate differently than any group before them. You're going to constantly have to tweak your practice a little bit. So the message today on the 5-Minute Friday, you probably know all of this already, but are you doing it, right? The old saying, the way you do anything is the way you'll do everything, is 100% true. How hard are you working on your practice? Are you doing it the way you do everything else? Or do you say, you know what? I got my $2.5 million practice at a 50% overhead. I'm living an amazing life on 3 days a week, and everything's great. And by the way, as an aside, $2.5 million practice on 3 days a week should be cruise control for most of you out there. If it isn't, reach out to me and we'll talk. But you should be easily doing $2.5 million a year on 3 days a week, seeing 60 patients a day, right? I just basically described my practice, my own. We have three practices. I basically described to you my practice with four assistants, 3 days a week, doing that kind of numbers. And you can do way more than that if you want to, right? But there's a certain level of stress and what have you. And I don't want to see 100 patients a day. I make more than a good enough living out of this. So again, you got to put your time in, though. If you're not putting your time in to have that kind of practice, if you're not creating policies and systems and checklists and organizational hierarchies and running effective meetings, bad things happen. You'll get away with it for a while. So I'm going back to my question before. Are you doing what you need to do for your practice? It's okay. Like Jim Rohn, the great motivational speaker, used to say, there are seasons, as he used to speak. If you know what I'm talking about, you giggled there a little bit. But there are seasons, right? And right now, you could be in the summer of your practice. Things are going amazingly well. But since the beginning of time, what follows summer? Fall. So darker times are ahead at some point, whether it's through, you know, your team getting pregnant or a spouse relocation or something going on where they have to leave. And that team member who you love to death and can't live without is now leaving. You're going to have to live without them. Fall is on its way. Winter follows. So put your time in now. Develop bulletproof systems. Outsource whatever you can outsource. There's so many things you can be doing to develop a better life for your already amazing life, to bulletproof yourself against what can come down the road. So again, I know this 5-Minute Friday has been all over the place, but the takeaway message from all of this is, no matter where you are in your practice, no matter how well it's going or how poorly it's going, put the energy in and do the right thing now. Because even if it's going amazing, remember, autumn is around the corner. This is not a Game of Thrones episode, winter is coming, although I did that lecture last year as a keynote. Winter will come at some point for all of us. How well you bulletproof yourself will tell us how long it'll be before you get there. If the economy turns south and you did a great job setting your practice up, you'll be one of the last practices to be affected or maybe not affected. But if you don't put the energy and time in now, if you don't stay after work, if you don't come in on days off, if you don't get there early, it will catch up with you at some point. And for those many people out there who say, you know, I'm going to run home at 5 o'clock because I made a promise, I got to be there with my kids. That doesn't have to be every day. Not every day. And you have to remember the balance and the cross of life, as they call it. Your work makes up an equal part of your life. It doesn't have to take away from your kids. It should augment their life. It should augment your own personal life. You should wake up every morning thrilled that you're an orthodontist because of all the work you've put in to develop the kind of practice you really want to go to. And again, if you wake up in the morning and that is not where you want to be going, the great consultant Jennifer M. DeSaint George many years ago said, if that's not where you want to be going, what's keeping it from being in that place and how do you fix it? All the same theme, put the work in. I'm always here for you if you ever need anything. Reach out to me on Facebook and I will always respond. I'm here to help you in any way I can. I just want to see you live your best, most profitable, low-stress life possible. Don't forget to sign up for the summit, opsummit2024.com. I will be there for 4 days. I'm yours. Hit me up. Find me on the deck of the ship and say, Glenn, I got a question. Let's sit and talk about it. Plus, you'll probably about 1,200 to 1,500 of your best friends will be there too, telling you how to live your best life. So opsummit2024.com. Can't wait to see you and wishing you all a great day.